So this evening we've discussed grace as shown in 2 Timothy. And I had mentioned there in the lesson about how we have these five different things that are found in Christ according to the epistle. And we have the promise of life. We have grace, faith, love, and another one is salvation. And so, as the old saying goes, if all these things are in Christ, well, how many are outside of Christ? The obvious answer, none. So if we're not in Christ, we don't have any of these things, sadly. But thankfully, it doesn't have to stay like that. I'm reminded about how in the book of Ephesians, it says of those Gentile Christians that at one time they were without hope and without God in the world. But now those who were afar off have now been brought near by the blood of Christ. And it's only inside the body of Christ where one can contact the blood. As our physical, or as our blood is in our body, Christ's blood is in His spiritual body, the church. And so the question is, my dear friend, if there's any visitors here, are you in Christ? And I'm not talking about saying a sinner's prayer, because that's not found in the scriptures anywhere, contrary to what many people teach. According to the book of John, chapter 9, verse 31, we know that God, He doesn't hear sinners. So if someone's going to say a sinner's prayer while a sinner, He's not going to answer. No, the Bible teaches a different way of salvation, a plain way of salvation. And it's simply about hearing the word of Christ and then believing its message. You have to repent of your sins. I know that at one time I used to be up all night. I used to run these streets, but thankfully God had mercy upon me. And I was able to come into contact with a member of the Lord's church, and he taught me the gospel. You got to repent. You also got to confess Christ to be Lord. Jesus said himself about if anyone doesn't confess him, neither will he confess them before his Father who is in heaven, according to Matthew chapter 10. And you also have to be baptized. And baptism is not the beginning. You're not baptized and then have your ticket punched on the gravy train to heaven. No, sir, no, ma'am. That's only the beginning. I'm reminded about how the Apostle Paul, he says, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were baptized into his death. And that whereas Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We come into this world, and God, He formed us. And then sadly, sin, it deforms us. In Christ, He's the only one that can reform us. And there's only two places in the Scriptures where we learn about how one can get in Christ. And I mentioned one of them, Romans 6. The other one is Galatians chapter 3, about how we're to be baptized in Christ. We're to be clothed in Christ. And it's very simple. But the religious world, they love to confuse it. They love to complicate it. Are you a member of the Lord's church? Are you saved? And whenever it comes to becoming a Christian, it's a lifelong commitment. You become married to Christ. You become a faithful bride to the Son of God. And that's a lifelong commitment. Jesus, when writing to one of the seven churches, he says you got to be faithful. Or when speaking about one of the seven churches, he says that they needed to be faithful unto death, and they'll receive the crown of life. And so, if you want some help to make sure about your spiritual security, because there is a false sense of security, and we do not want you, we do not want anyone to have that whenever it comes to your salvation, because we can't be taking a gamble at that. We can't be playing games with that. We need to make sure that we have done what the Scriptures teach, what God has commanded in His holy word. And if there's any members here who are in need of some help, maybe you haven't been grateful enough for the grace of God. Maybe you haven't been being as strong as you can in Christ and you need some help. Well, we're here. And I'm thankful that I was able to study this lesson, because I know that I needed to hear this, because there's times where I haven't been as graceful, as compassionate to others when I needed to be, as God has been to me. And so, whatever your need may be, won't you come forward as we together stand and sing?